Well, happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. I guess this is happy day after Christmas. I hope you guys had a great Christmas day. I hope you enjoyed LifePoint Family Christmas online yesterday in addition to Christmas Eve. As we talked through the Christmas Eve service at Lewis Center, we talked about the announcement of the angels. We really talked about three realities. Number one, we don't have to live in panic. Number two, we don't have to live in brokenness. And number three, we don't have to live alone. You know, the shepherds, I'm sure, had a sense of panic whenever they saw the angels in the sky. And the fact that God announced his coming to the shepherds, it absolutely doesn't make sense. These are the last people you would expect a king, let alone a spiritual king of eternity, to announce himself to. The shepherds were known to be robbers and crooks and thieves. Generally, they had a terrible reputation. It's so unplanned that it has to be. It has to be reality. And the scripture says they were terrified. And I think for a lot of us, when we get to this season, we tend to live in a little bit of panic. We live in a little bit of fear. Fear that we're not going to get everything done that we think we need to get done. Fear we have a coming new year. Fear of things that maybe we want to change or fix about our lives. But Christmas is this reality that we don't have to live in panic. Also, the angel said, "Do not fear, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people." We talked about those three things: good news, great joy, all people. The good news of the gospel is that even though we're all flawed, we're also all loved. That Jesus came to go to the cross to die for our sins, and that yields great joy. That's the second thing. So it's good news, great joy. Good news, even though we're flawed, we're absolutely loved. And it's also for all people. We don't have to live in brokenness. The angel said, "Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you, who's the Messiah, the Lord." The good news is a person. Hope has come to us. And as I watched Brian and Allison's video at Christmas Eve, I hope you had the opportunity to see the video of their story. What stood out to me is that, you know, when some of us sing "Fall on Your Knees," "Oh, Hear the Angel Voices," when we sing "Oh, Holy Night," you know, I heard Brian say in that video, you know, "I learned what it really means to literally fall on my knees." Whenever you heard Allison say, you know, there was a moment where I just had to leave. I had to leave the hospital room. I just couldn't take it. And I prayed and said, "God, I don't know what you're doing, but I do believe that you're good." And she said, "If you want to grow deep levels of faith, you have to sow small seeds of trust." And so my prayer is that for you, over this next week, as we approach a new year, that you take the opportunity to reflect on the goodness of God in your life this year. Have there been some tough moments? I'm sure. But God's been good in a lot of ways. Reflect on his goodness. Ask for help with the difficulties. And from there, welcome his presence, the Prince of Peace, the light of the world, the hope of eternity, into your life today. I'm going to pray for us, and then you can pray that reality into your life. God, we do pray. We want deep levels of faith. So today we're going to sow small seeds of trust. We're going to say that we trust you when we can't see it. We're going to say that we trust you when we can't feel it. When all, God, that we can visualize is darkness, Lord, we're going to say that we trust you, that you're the light of the world. And God, we just ask today that you would be the light in our lives. It's in your name we pray. Now you take the opportunity to pray.